Stellars, Doves, you name it. The legendary First Lady, reigning queen of gospel music, Pastor Shirley
on the
Caesar.
Walk of fame. I mean, you name it. You name it.
Good morning, Tommy.
You name it.
You name it. I'm telling you. And God has done it. If you name it, God has done it. I'm glad.
Yeah, well, hold my mule, Stuttering John. The beans, the greens, potatoes, tomatoes. You name. Did you ever think that would
did
go?
Did you ever think it would be this big?
No, no, never, never, never. In my wildest dreams, but I tell you what. Listen, it's mind-boggling. I've been trying to wrap my mind around what's going on. But, hey, listen, it's all good.
Yes,
and the part that's not good, I'm not going to talk about.
How did it start? Where did it come from? What song is this in?
A few years ago when I was recording a live session at my church, mm-hmm. and I did hold my mule. And when I got to the part where John said, I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule, mm-hmm. but you don't want me to shout in your church. And look at all of the land you all just drove up on. So God gave me that land. And not only that, but look. He said, I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, ham, grass, corn, dog, chicken, chicken. You name it.
Hold my mules.
Now, Ms. Caesar, who is the lady looking out? Who is that lady? Because that's, I don't know if you've seen the video, but there's a lady, like, she's looking across the land. Is she part of it?
Well, no, she was in the choir. I don't know how
Now, Pastor Shirley Caesar, do you cook any of the foods that you're singing about in Hold My Mule?
No, but I can. I can cook some of the best mac and cheese.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I bet
I can pick any kind of vegetable. I'm pretty good at that. Desserts and stuff like that, no. A lot of baking, no.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I can cook spaghetti. I can do spaghetti.
You can do a nice pasta, huh?
I can do a pot of spaghetti. I mean good spaghetti.
You know what? We haven't. We have a colleague, Kevin Woodson, who used to always sing "Hold My Mule." I don't know why that was his song, but it was his song, and to see it come alive again, it's just
great.
It is so wonderful,
That's from all the way from 1988.
Wow.
Yes.
I first recorded it. But the beans and the greens and the potatoes mm-hmm. and all of that was birthed during the recording session.
That was it.
At my church. And but I had no idea. It's just mind-boggling that 100 million people.
Yes.
Did you put it in your performance last night in Columbia, South Carolina? Did you put the beans, green potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, they loved it.
You kind of have to now, don't you?
Yeah, you kind of have to now.
Yeah, but I tell the whole story. I do the whole thing about Shouting John.
Yes.
But you don't include any of the dancing in there, do you?
No, who's going to do the dancing?
I don't know in your church who would do the dancing.
Holy dance, but not all of that other stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, can't put a twerk in there. No.
No twerking. No ma'am.
Well, Pastor Caesar, when I was a little boy, my mom used to bring me out to your concerts.
Okay, watch out. Come tell me. I hear you.
No, I
can't see you, but I hear you.
I'm going to tell you look. You know, just like the Shirley Caesar that I knew back then.
Your shows are unbelievable.
Still look at that and still put it down like you did back then, Pastor. Yes.
And he means that only in a gospel way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Pastor.
Of course he does.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know what? Last night we had the Pilgrim Jubilees at my church.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they were talking about I look like I did way back then.
Yes, you do.
I don't feel like that. I've been through the storm and the rain, but I made it.
Yes, yes.
Wow,
are you still looking for a partner, Pastor Caesar?
A partner to do what? Wait, but seriously, when you come to, please answer that.
When I come to?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, the
wanted to do what?
Last time we talked to you, you were, you know, you said that if a gentleman, you know, happened upon one, that you might be interested.
Well, you know, I've decided that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, but he'll have to find me.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
All right, preach.
Have to find me.
This could be your day for a miracle.
Okay.
That's right.
He must have some jobs, some money, a house, a car.
You name it.
He could be a Denzel, an Idris, a J. Anthony Brown.
Yeah, but you know,
name.
Denzel Washington is my nephew.
Okay.
Is that right?
Oh.
Yes.
Well, maybe he could hook you up with somebody.
Maybe he knows somebody.
And I say again, he that find is me.
But he's going to have to come looking for you.
Oh, yes. And I'm not dead. I'm very much alive. And I just thank God for how he has preserved me and kept me and kept my life and all of that. So good thing wherever you are.
Yeah, and I can tell how sincere you were last night. We were watching you on the Gospel Holiday Superfest, and you were performing last night, Pastor Shirley Caesar, and it was all from the heart. Nothing has changed about you and your musical
presentation. You are as genuine as they come, and you are
very much loved. Very much
loved. Truly loved. I think maybe he found her.
Thank you, sir. Could you put the phone down so I can holler at you?
Pastor, could you put the phone down while I tell you what I got? I got a house. I got a pension. I got a good credit score. You name it. I think he came on in there.
Yeah.
Won't he do it?
I guess we lost.
Won't he do? Willie won't.
You got to
such
check it
a
out.
Nice lady.
It's a social media craze, man. You name
Simple,
it. The whole mob.
We were getting off the cruise. Skip, we're getting off the cruise.
Yeah.
She was waiting for Too Sweet. She said, "Lord, who is? No, who's the guy we're waiting
too
on
short.
On the cruise? Too Short.
Uh huh.
Lord, who is Too Short? To get to church.
Many a man put their heads down.
Lord, who is too short?
All right, the You Name It Challenge. Check it out.
Yes.
Old school gospel. And what's the best part of Hold My Mule, the remix for you? The food she named or the?
The lady pointing out.
Okay.